This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Should people be using Craigslist? Craigslist ads
specializing in sex, pornography, and fetishes.
Craigslist is only used for selling couches and finding hand jobs.
Craigslist has something for you.
Yes, time once again for Craigslist. Kind of a Monday fun thing to do. We write all the pages of all the available. It's no longer just Craigslist. It's Facebook Marketplace. It's every place that you can make a deal. Mm-hmm. All falls under the Craigslist umbrella.
Yeah.
Bring them in on Monday. Share them. In case you find something of interest. Bargains. Friendships. Romances. Whatever it happens to be. Let's start with you, Mr. Rod Fitzwell.
I've got a misconnection, Rick.
Do you?
Yes. It happened at the filling station, which turns out not to be a filling station, but it's actually a restaurant.
Really?
Palisades, New York, 9W West, the route near the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Oh.
It's been exactly 6 days since I saw you, and every minute since I've felt like I'm living in a music video. From the time when everything seems so much simpler. It was a Monday at the filling station on Route 9 in the Palisades. You in those Daisy Dukes with that daring hint of a pink thong popping out.
Wanted to fill something.
A white half shirt featuring the ultimate chick band, the Go-Go's. Me, I was the all-too-quiet guy behind you in line in a plain gray tee, utterly spellbound. I tried to find the courage to say something, anything, to compliment your bold style or maybe just ask you what your favorite Go-Go song is. But my voice failed. I choked. Ever since that moment, I've been driving past the filling station looking for that silver Nissan Xterra you were driving.
He's stalking her.
Well, he's not stalking her. He's trying to let her know that this is who it was. Right?
She's never writing back.
All right.
No.
Favorite Go-Go song?
Well, she was wearing a Go-Go shirt, so anyway, the Xterra you were driving and hoping fate might be kind enough to let our paths cross again. I replay our fleeting eye contact over and over and over and over again in my head, each time scolding myself for not speaking up. It's like I'm stuck on a loop, a bad 80s track that won't stop spinning. And if by some strange coincidence that you read this, know that I am the guy that missed his chance. I am someone who felt something real when our eyes met. I am desperate to find out if you felt it too. Could we maybe try?
Did it move just a little?
A rewind.
You get a little tingle in the bingle.
Let's meet up at the filling station and actually exchange words. I'll be there hoping against hope, clinging to the possibility that our lips are sealed. We'll be playing on the radio as you pull up. Signed, lonely in a crowded world, your filling station admirer.
Wow.
Look,
that's a lot of words.
It is a lot of words.
If I had a filling station admirer, I would not be writing back.
You would not be writing back.
No.
How much jerky can I possibly eat? What am I going to get out of this relationship here with the filling station guy? Come on now. Two free spritzes of the cologne in the men's room.
Actually, I literally looked it up because I used to drive past this place when I lived up there.
Okay.
And it was abandoned, but they fixed it up. It looks really nice.
Nice.
It's a beautiful restaurant.
Nice.
It's not a filling station, if you will. It's,
oh, okay.
It's a restaurant.
Yeah, it's called the filling station. I got it.
Yeah.
Well, Brina, what'd you bring?
A misconnection.
Okay.
Just miss giving you a beating.
Oh, man.
I saw you on the subway this morning, on the way to work, but didn't have the nerve to walk up and give you the beating you deserve.
Oh, my gosh.
Now understand, I don't particularly like violence, nor do we know each other well. Enough for me to say I particularly dislike you. In fact, we've never spoken.
All right.
But I've got a pretty good idea that you need a beating. You might ask me, why? To which, depending on my mood, I would respond either one, why not? Or two, by giving you a beating. Anyway, if you see me the way I saw you,
yeah.
I was the one sitting across from you. with a look in my eye that probably made you think someone's about to get a beating, and I suspect it's me. Keep riding that train, and you'll get what's coming to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
No reason.
That's it. He just looked like he needed a beating.
Needs a beat down.
Yeah.
And this is just a violent beating. It's not a sexy time beating.
No,
or
a, no,
yeah,
this is,
I mean,
not
this
a playful,
like,
slap and tickle kind of. No.
Yeah. Slap and tickle.
Game of slap and tickle. Got out of hand.
That's, I don't know.
You need a beating. Sean, what do you have?
I have... This is from Missed Connections.
Oh.
But it's labeled, a connection that I wish I had missed.
Oh.
Oh, now that's a great angle.
Yeah. You seemed nice, normal, and fun. Who would have known that you would turn out to be clingy and possessive after just a kiss? So utterly unattractive is your behavior. Your desperation scares me. Your neediness repels me. I don't like your slobbering over me, literally and figuratively.
Oh.
I don't like the way you call over and over, wondering where I am, what I'm doing, who I'm with. I don't like your happiness depending on me. Grow up. You say you understand, but then you go and act like a jealous boyfriend. And yet, we've never been that serious. We've never even officially dated. And now we won't ever. Dating you would be signing a consent form for stalking.
Oh my.
I'll go ahead and skip the police reports and hearings and go ahead and cut you off now.
Man.
If this is too vague for
too
you
vague.
To know who I mean, I'll just say this, and you'll know what it means. Fuzzy boots. Fuzzy boots. I don't know why.
Fuzzy boots?
I don't know what fuzzy boots means, but that's right, what they said.
Right.
I wish you would leave me the hell alone.
Wow.
This is that chick's response to the guy from the filling station.
Yeah. I was in my go-go shirt, my fuzzy boots. I really thought it was the gas station. Who knew?
No, he wasn't wearing the go-go shirt.
Finally this. Classified ad. Somebody looking for somebody. Need to get pregnant fast by a clean, educated man.
Well, fast, you say.
Sean's like, this is a job for me.
No,
maybe. Looking for a light-skinned man to get me pregnant this weekend. Maybe early next week. You'll need light brown, blonde, or red hair.
Oh, well.
Yeah. My husband and I have been trying to get pregnant for months now, and the doctor says I'm fine, so it has to be him. It would kill him to not have kids. You need to be drug and disease free. I figure we can try it a couple of times while I'm visiting this week. Hopefully, I will be pregnant for my flight back home.
Wow.
Send a couple pictures of yourself, especially nude pics. I can't do this if I'm not attracted to you. And then tell me a bit about yourself.
Man, using this is...
Yeah, this sounds like a trap.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a guy who wants naked pictures of other guys. There's no doubt in my mind. Great story. Great story, wanker.
That's a trap either way. Then.
Yeah, either way.
Yeah. Man,
that's Craigslist.
Should people be using Craigslist? Craigslist ad specializing in sex, pornography, and fetishes. Craigslist is only used for selling couches and finding handjobs.
Craigslist has something for you.